Want to play a fun game of what if I told you?
Sure.
Okay, Joe. You're going to go back in time to 1997. You're
1997. I'm 2.
2.
Yeah.
This date in 1997, the Buffalo Sabres earned a 3-1 win against the Blues in Lindy Ruff's debut as head coach in the NHL.
Wow.
Imagine that day, I tell you. I can see the future. This dude's going to coach the team in 2024. You're going to say, what? How? How?
Yeah.
Just a cool 27 years later.
27 years later, I'm about to maybe... Okay, no, it's just off. Okay. It's almost the exact amount of days... Here you go.
I've got another fun question for you, by the way.
It's almost the exact amount of days from today to the last Sabre playoff game to that day you just said to the last Sabre playoff game.
Gotcha.
If you made a timeline.
Yeah.
And the first part of the timeline, point A, is Lindy's debut. And point C is today. Right smack dab in the middle is their last playoff game.
Well, if I had the ability in 1997 to tell you, see that guy over the bench right there? He just won his first NHL game.
Yeah.
He's going to coach this team in 2024. You would say, how many cups are they going to win?
That's probably right. I would have thought things have gone really well. Yeah.
And they went pretty well his first in here. You know, like, we'll talk to
zero cups, but they have had four owners and a bunch of coaches in between and GMs. And how many captains?
Oh,
10?
A lot of those.
12?
We'll talk to Lindy tomorrow at 8 a.m. They'll be calling in from Prague as the Sabres are out there getting ready for this game, this season opening series with New Jersey.
Lance Lysowski's tweeted out from Prague the posters all around. It's Palat for the Devils everywhere, and it's Dahlin for the Sabres everywhere. We feel like we're missing out not being in Prague. Prague seems like a city that I hear great things about by anybody that's ever gone to Europe.
Yeah. Would be a good trip.
Be a cool destination city. Brian Koziol, I believe, is going.
Yes, that's right.
So I'm sure he'll have a good time there.
It's exciting.
Yep.
What day did they leave? What day did the Devils leave? I need to know which team's going to win based on what day they left.
We're going to hear that as a storyline next week when the Bills are getting ready to play the Jets, right? Because the Jets are coming back from London.
Mm-hmm. Which it might be harder to come back.
Harder to come back than going out there in the first place. That's probably right.
Need some trivia. I'm in the mood.
I don't know how good it is. I had some Dikembe Mutombo trivia that was emailed to me.
That he played for?
Yeah, teams that he played for. He's Georgetown.
Yep.
So, but when is he playing college basketball?
Oh,
the 80s?
Later than that? Georgetown had a series like Ewing, Mutombo, Alonzo Mourning. Like they had a series.
Right, yeah.
Like just they dominated the paint for, you know, a decade.
Yeah. Did you hate them?
Yeah.
Okay.
We're required. Syracuse.
Yeah, that's required. Yeah. I'm just making sure.
Yep.
But that's not true anymore, right?
Sure it is. I mean,
don't rate the same, right?
They don't really rate. The rivalry's dead. The Big East, of course, is dead.
Yeah.
So it's not the same. But especially, I mean, in the 80s, Syracuse, Georgetown, everything was smaller. You know, you didn't have access to every single rivalry around the world. Yeah. Now, if you want to be a part of Auburn, Alabama, you can watch Auburn, Alabama. If you want to be a part of Ohio State, Michigan, you can do that. Syracuse, Georgetown back in the day was Yankees, Red Sox for, you know, Central New York. It was my two favorite teams are Syracuse and anybody that plays Georgetown. That was the shirt. And yeah.
So would you have hated Mutombo?
He was a little bit before I knew what was going on, I think.
Okay. 91 is his last year at Georgetown.
Okay. So I'm 12. So it's from when I'm 8 to 12. So yeah. I would have known Mutombo a little bit. Ewing comes after him? Or Ewing is
no,
before
Ewing's
him?
No, Ewing's before him.
Mourning comes after him. Okay.
So Mourning would have been more in your heyday a little bit?
Yeah. I mean, it didn't even really matter. It was the colors. Yeah. It was the logo.
It was
a great rivalry. It was awesome.
Who are the six teams in the NBA that Dikembe Mutombo played for, passing away yesterday at the age of 58?
Okay, I'm ready for this.
Six teams.
Mutombo played. You know, you should refer to this game as "Who Wants to Six Mutombo." Yeah. You know that famous line, "Who wants to sex Mutombo?"
Anyway, no.
It's a very, look it up.
Wait, yes, I do. Okay. Never mind. Yes, I do.
So, who wants to six Mutombo? Six teams Dikembe Mutombo played for. Okay, here we go.
Yep.
The Nuggets.
The Nuggets is where he debuted, first five seasons. His number is retired by the Nuggets.
The Hawks.
The Hawks is where he went after that. So you're in order here.
Hold on. Let me pull up.
Four-time Defensive Player of the Year. The only other players ever to do that, Ben Wallace and Rudy Gobert, by the way.
Okay. More Mutombo.
Mutombo.
I'm going to like make a list of, I think he went here.
Denver to Atlanta to...
I'm writing down my candidates.
Man, he played a long time.
Yeah.
He played in 2009. That's wild. He was still playing in 2009.
Okay, I'm not quite cheating at this game, but...
By the way, this is the NBA on NBC theme, and that is back this year. The NBA will be on NBC this year for the first time in like 20 years.
I want to say one of my... I want to say the Suns.
I do not have the Suns. No Suns.
Celtics?
Nope.
Heat?
Nope.
Mavericks?
Nope.
All right. I think I'm out.
You're right. Two for six?
Yeah.
That's a poor effort.
It is tough.
Houston?
I said the Rockets.
Did you say the Rockets?
Yeah.
Did he?
I did.
I didn't hear Rockets. He ended his career with the Rockets. He played for the 76ers for 2 years.
Yeah.
He played for the Knicks.
That I don't remember at all.
For a year. Mutombo on the Knicks. And then he played for the Nets for 24 games also.
He was a member of the Denver Nuggets team that knocked off the top seed Seattle Supersonics in a best of five. 8-1, which never happens in the NBA.
Right. Is his finger wag like top five sports, what would you call it, celebration or
they
trash
made
talk?
It illegal.
Who did?
The NBA.
Really?
Yes.
You can't do the finger wag?
No.
You're telling
me. They made
me,
it a technical
wait
foul.
A minute, wait a minute. You're telling me, because this is going to make me mad, if on opening night somebody has a block and then in memory, in honor of Dikembe Mutombo, they do the finger wag, they're getting a technical foul?
Yes.
Oh, that's absurd.
You know what? It might have only been banned for a season. Okay. In the late 90s, it was banned for a season.
Okay, but it's back?
Now, you're allowed to do it as long as it's directed at the crowd.
Oh, my goodness.
Not at the player.
It's not the same. Not the same.
I know.
That's so lame. That is the lamest thing ever. Oh, you could do it, but you can't point it at the guy. Get out of here, NBA sports. So wimpy.
Jason writes in, this music makes
can't
me
offend,
think of...
Can't offend the other player. Right. You got the block on them. You're just trash talking. That's all it is.
You don't want the finger wag. Don't bring that weak stuff in here.
Yeah.
Send it out. Jason writes in, this music makes me think of Ahmad Rashad. Am I remembering that right? And shout out to 1979 Babies. That's me. Yeah, I think we're Ahmad Rashad. I'm also thinking of Summer Sanders. She had the NBA coverage.
I don't know who that is. Rasul Douglas had the finger wag, by the way, to Gabe Davis 2 weeks ago, if anybody noticed that.
Inside stuff, yeah. Summer Sanders, NBA inside stuff.
Okay.
From 98 to 2006. Oh, and Willow Bay. I remember her.
Yep.
The NBA. So this music is back?
Yes, this music is back. I believe they're recording an updated version, which that I don't need. They could just have... whatever.
Hey, the Bills are signing someone off the Falcons practice squad, which means he's on the active roster now. Defensive tackle Zion Logue is joining the Bills.
Sounds made up.
According to Tom Pelissero.
Zion Logue? All right.
I got to find this.
The Bills
highlight.
Have a Zion.
Chris Brown says that Jordan dunked on Mutombo and gave him a finger wag. I got to see this dunk. I don't remember that. There was a highlight going around of Mutombo and Jordan. They had like a long-standing thing where the All-Star game or something, Mutombo wanted Jordan to buy him dinner. Like, you still owe me dinner. And the whole thing sounded like Kenny Banya with Jerry Seinfeld. Like, that doesn't count. That wasn't a dinner. I was watching some of those too. Mutombo was great.
I had a hot dog for lunch. I'm watching it right now. Jordan does the finger wag.
Yeah.
Also, Shaq apparently did the same thing, although Shaq might have done it the year that it was banned. Or no, he did it at Mutombo. He got a thing for it.
One other thing I remember about Mutombo is, again, like he's one of my birthday bros, June 25th. I remember at one point they put his full name on the screen, And it's more than just like Dikembe Mutombo.
It's not just Dikembe Mutombo.
No, it's, if I'm doing this best I can from Wikipedia, Dikembe Mutombo, Polando Mukamba, Jean-Jacques Wamutombo. Like a longer name.
Yeah.
Congolese American. Great nickname, Mount Mutombo. He was great. A lot of humanitarian work in his life.
Yeah, I was going to say a lot of that, right?
Nine siblings. Yeah. He spoke, how about this? Like, he spoke English, French, Spanish, Portuguese, and five Central African languages.
Wow. Holy cow.
Eight-time All-Star.
Yep. Mentioned the four Defensive Player of the Years.
Three-time All-Defensive First Team.
Yeah.
How funny is that, by the way? Four-time, he was the Defensive Player of the Year. He only made the All-Defensive First Team three times. How's that possible?
Yeah, that doesn't
make sense. One time you were actually the best defensive player, but didn't make the first team.
Yeah.
And that would have been 1995. He made All-Defensive Second Team.
Is he the all-time 55?
Yes.
Yes? It's a linebacker number, right?
Junior Seau? Is he 55 or 56?
No, that's 55. So Junior Seau would be right there. And then did, like, Terrell Suggs wore 55? But, like, is he...
Okay. Do we have...
Maybe it's Mutombo.
Do we have a Steelers player over the years?
That wore 55?
You know, like Joey Porter?
Okay. But I don't think that rates to eight-time All-Star, Hall of Famer.
No, I think it's Mutombo.
Defensive Player of the Year. Mutombo, the all-time 55. I'm okay with that.
The first internet search I have brought back, Seau, Suggs, Mutombo. Derek Brooks.
Okay.
Oral Hershiser.
Linebacker.
And the sixth one is Tim Lincecum. That's where we pretty much, you know, Kiki Vandeweghe, Hideki Matsui.
Jochen Hesch. Probably not on that list. Just a hunch.
All right, Extendo Sports coming up. We'll get you off to the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show. And somewhere along the way, try to learn a little bit about Zion Logue off the practice squad of the Falcons. So that means he's on the active roster. We'll see another move somewhere. Who's getting cut?
Right. Right. Someone gets. I think someone has to be cut. Right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Unless someone's getting moved to IR. But they're not. Who's that?
I mean, the only candidate would be what? Rapp? Which is not going to be him.
You're not doing it with...
Who else got
Johnson's
hurt?
Almost back, so it's not. You're not doing that now. Yeah, someone's probably just getting caught.
Someone's going to go.
Yeah.
All right. 803-0550. Extendo Sports. Maybe we get that answer soon.